is through service you are going to get into the inheritance. Now, here is what God is saying. He says, if they will obey, what's the obedience there? Obey to serve me. He said they will spend their days in prosperity, their years in pleasure. In other words, you obey and say, God, you know what I'm going to do on this earth? I'm going to serve you. Now, show what that service means. Doesn't mean going to Pakistan and being a missionary. All right, because that's the way we just thought about this thing that everybody gets messed up. Now, show what that means. But he says, first thing, you are not going to even be in a position to hear me. I mean, I was listening to Pastor Ray McCauley yesterday, and he was talking about the fact about the flow of the Holy Ghost. And he said, you know, when you're in the flow, the Holy Spirit whispers certain things to you. He said, God told him the day before, call these two people. He said, and when he picked up the phone and called them, those people said, I was at the point of giving up. Your call was what elevated me. They were suicidal. You will not even be in a position to hear any of that if what you are thinking about are just your own needs. In other words, there are people that might be depressed round about you, and God is looking throughout the earth. Who can I get? He says, look, all these things that you're talking about, this is how they get fulfilled. He says, who can I, all right, get into this particular thing and get there? And you are right there. Now think about this. You spend 10,000 naira on pizza that ain't necessary. In fact, it's destructive. Are you following what I'm saying here? And God looks at you and you have walked past three people that 10,000 naira will transform their entire life. And then you get home and you go and meet him and say, Father, I'm asking you, he looks at you. That you could have saved three lives here. Things that mean absolutely nothing to you. You won't even bat an eyelid. He says, that's the life I want to get you into. He said, listen, when you start getting, you know, I learned something from Bishop Wale Okeke. Let me put it in. And then I thought deeply about it. Let me put it in. Now, let's assume, and I want to talk about container and channel here. And this, don't forget this. Let's assume that God, for all right, obviously of description, this whole platform here is like a massive aquarium, and that's God's resources here. Now, who then are you? Who then are you? All right? You come with your tiny container this small as a, one of the human beings on the earth. Now, remember who you are talking about. Nations are a drop in his palm. Tiny container. If you come just as a container, all you can get is the size of yourself, which is your humanity. However, if you come as a channel, a pipe, everything that is in this place, the water can flow through a pipe all over the entire place. In other words, you can channel the whole of God's resources into the earth if you are a channel. But if you are a container, you are limited. Channels are not limited. Containers are limited. And what I'm saying is that you are trying to believe God for your needs, which is simply a container. Listen. Ask yourself this question. Everything you're praying about, does somebody who doesn't know God, who is an atheist and says, I don't believe in Jesus, do they have access to it? Yes. Who gave it to them? God. And this is what you are panting. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now he says, listen, in order for you to have any form of distinction, he says, take all those things, tear them there, put them aside, and consider all of those things done. Wake up in the morning and worship me and praise me for it. He said, then let's get to business. Let's be a channel. And we're having platform on 1st of October. We have 9 or 10 speakers. Everybody's going to speak. It's going to be very short because they have powerful stories to tell. No theory. Tell your story. All of them are under 40 except one. You understand this? And what is it all about? These are reformers. People who, instead of being containers, are channels. Now, I'm not sure this here. And one of them, how did she get into it? All right? She goes and says, her friend died while giving birth. That's what God is saying. And then she looks at her and says, and was bothered. How can this be? So goes to find out. All right? And when I was finding out about her background, the person, because I saw it somewhere, and I went on LinkedIn to locate her, and I saw she went to university. I checked her age, and then I found somebody who was that age, who was in it at that point, who was what, and I said, you find me this person. And in 15 minutes, he got the person's number to me. And then he told me, he said, and what she does it in rural area, she does all over. And he said to me, he said, she said, they are strong missionaries. Said they and her husband, they go into the hinterlands. I said, that's where this lady got this thing from. And she looked at it and said, I must build a kit that will save people, all right, who are, that kit costs $4. $4. So everybody can have access to it. Now, out of that, President Obama invited her to the White House where he announced her name and said, this person is doing all that. How do you get there? Service. That's why Jesus said, you know what you should do? Sell, take from what you have and sell, get into service. He said, look for people that I need. He said, get into service. He said, then I will begin to talk to you. Then we will get into conversation. He said, then I will show you how the inheritance. Listen, an inheritance is not what you ask your father for. An inheritance is what your father chose to give you. You don't pray for an inheritance. When your father, he writes his will. What is what is. Do you understand it? He says, so, leave all these little things you are asking. It is the cage that Satan is using to trap you to a lower vision. I want to open the inheritance of the father to you. He said, how am I going to get into it? He said, now, let's start talking about service. Let's start talking about how we help people. All right? One day when I understood this revelation, I said, go ahead and pray again, church growth. And then I started talking to God. He said, now, I was praying one morning, and then I saw it. God said, now, you remember that guy who was charged for more than sentenced to life in prison? He said, yes. He said, now, you've never met him. He's a Christian. He made a dreadful mistake. He's in depression in jail. Go find him in jail. He said, seeing you walk into Kirikiri prison will lift his spirit. I need somebody like you to go and visit him. You will never hear that if you are talking about what you will eat. And are you following what I'm saying? You are never going to hear that. And it's in executing those kind of things that all these other things begin to come into your life. So if you put up Colossians, how do we serve God? So that this thing is practical. Put up Colossians chapter 3. All right, and I bring this to a close in 5 minutes. And verse 22. All right, so we're talking about you get into true communion. All right, where God's heart with God. Your heart is free. It's light. God begins to talk to you. All right, it tells you to do certain things. All right, and God, the real communion starts. True Christianity begins. Now it says, servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart. Now, the people do eye pleasers, men pleasers, and then they'll be praying to God, you know, promote me. It says, but in singleness of heart, fearing God, which means that you're at work. It says, do it with the fear of God. For whatsoever you do, do it heartily unto the Lord, and as not unto men, where you are working. It says, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve Jesus Christ. Now, it says, in that place you are serving. What you are doing with your hands. What you're doing, it says you are serving Jesus. So let the work of your hands be a form of worship unto God. In other words, I'm serving God in this place. Now, it tells us in Psalm 123, it says that Psalm 123, yeah, I believe it talks about as the servant's eyes are upon, all right, his master, and the maiden upon, all right, unto day I lift up my eyes. Behold, the eyes of the servant look to the hand of their masters, and the eyes of the maiden to the hand of the mistress. So our eyes wait upon thee until you have mercy on us. In other words, you are in there. Let me just zero here. You are serving God there. You know you are serving, and you're right there. Not even thinking about or forcing anything, all right? You're not struggling, but you know right there that God is going to open you up to his inheritance in this place. The inheritance is what no man's eye has seen, no man's ear has heard, the heart of no man has ever conceived. Now, look at it. Let me close it and see what we're saying here. Luke 12 here, we go on. It goes on and says, take from what you have, sell, give out. Provide bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not. He said, now you are moving to a place where you cannot fail. He said, you are moving into that. Faileth not. Where no thief approacheth, moth corrupteth, for where your treasure is, your heart to be. Let your loins be girded about, all right, as with truth there. So you hold on to his word, and your light's burning. You are rejoicing, holding on to the word of God and your integrity. And ye yourselves like men that wait for their Lord, when he will return. So you moved out of cares You're moved there into a place where you're praying every morning. You're saying, God, open my ears. He says, open that I might know how to speak a word to him that is weary. In other words, when he opens your ears morning by morning, and so that you know how to help somebody that is weary and tired. That's what you're doing. You are doing all of that. In the place of work, he's filling you with his knowledge of his will in that thing, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. You are fruitful in every good work. Things are coming out, all right, right in that place. Ideas are coming out. Things are flowing, all right, going on. He says, that's the communion. Why can't you get into that? You say, why haven't I gotten any breakthrough idea? He says, because all that you have been praying about are just these things. That, he said, this is what has capped everything. You made yourself a container, all right, and instead of a channel. And then he goes on here, and he says this. Like, wait for the Lord when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh. Now, in Revelation, he says, I will knock. He says, whosoever hears my voice and opens. So he knocks. He talks to you about something. That I may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them sit down to meat, and he will come forth and serve them. Now, hear what Jesus is saying. In fact, I could not, out of reverence, I couldn't say it exactly the way the Bible is saying it, because I couldn't bring myself to it. Jesus said, I will come after some time where you are, and I will knock. Right there. And that door is going to be opened up. He says, listen, when we open up a door, God, creator of all things. He said, I'm not talking about making you the CEO of that corporation. That's not even. He said, when I open a door, when God says, listen, God opens a door that no man can shut. You know, if they make you CEO, a man can, they can drive me away. He says, I'm opening a door that can never be shut by any human being. Inaccessible to anybody. He says, how do you get that? You are serving. Jesus said, then I will gird myself. That word gird is what he did to the disciples when he took off his clothes and took a towel and says, I want to serve you. In other words, Jesus Christ says, I have come to serve you. The creator of all things comes into your life and he serves you. Do you know what kind of experience that will be? He says, but to get there, he says, what I'm saying. All right, now put up, please, the testimony now, not the questions. All right, of that somebody sent to me here, the testimony of a lady. She sent this on Tuesday after Sunday's message. And I found this mind-blowing, because it was in 48 hours she sent this. All right, you have a testimony, please, can you put it up there? All right, so Jesus comes and he says, I've come to serve you. She said, good evening, Pastor. This was Tuesday evening. I really want to bless God for giving the instructions you carried out during second service. It was basically for me. The same thing we did everywhere. I have been trying to get a job since I finished my NYC in April 2017. It has been tough and depressing for me. It was this depression that made me join C3 in January. Sometime in June, a friend of mine trying to help me gave me an offer of 20,000 naira monthly to help promote her business online. I accepted the offer, but wasn't putting my best in the job, as my main interest was to be an investment analyst. Then she went on and said, during the service on Sunday, I realized I had been so ungrateful to God. I was so concerned about the dream job I hadn't gotten that I was so blind to see the things God has been doing in my life. I went home that day and I asked God for forgiveness. I made up my mind, this last week now, all right, to put my best in the job and also consciously operate with a heart full of gratitude. Yesterday, now she wrote me on Tuesday, that's yesterday, the day after. Now, she did not pray. She didn't ask for anything. Yesterday, Monday, I got an offer as a graduate trainee in an investment firm, over 9,000 applicants, about 15 people were selected. Today again, that's Tuesday, a real estate firm turned down my application as an accountant last month, called me to come and pick up my offer letter. Then she goes on, I have been crying since yesterday. This is purely God at work. I don't deserve all of this. It is too much for me. Somebody who had been praying about getting a job. Listen, what was Peter saying? Peter, when he said, I'm a sinner, what he said was, I don't deserve this. When they had boat sinking, all right, fish they caught, it means this is too much for us. And they called their partners. In other words, she said, something opened up. She didn't pray, she didn't do that. And she began. And so what Jesus says is, I want you to go through this experience and I come and serve you and open up the door. Something happens, then you discover that life does not consist. That what has been hindering people from experiencing the power, because that they have capped themselves with this lower vision, and all they are praying about is what I will eat, what I will drink, what I wear. That's why there is an argument. And I understand what the people are pushing. And they are intellectuals in the body of Christ. And I understand what they are pushing. All right? And they are saying that, listen, are you saying that the Christian message stops at a point where if you go and meet the richest man in the world, that message does not make? If what you are saying is what we'll eat, drink, and wear, then there are people that don't know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior and have what they will eat, drink, and wear in abundant measure. Where is your message? That is that the message of the gospel, which is what Jesus was saying. That is not the message. He said, the message set these things aside. I will add these things. But there is the core thing that you are doing. And the core thing you are doing there is that you break into the mind of God, all right, concerning service. I know many things. Let me just say this and close it. Many things people are praying for, it is the pronouncement of men on your life for what you did that will make it happen. In other words, a man is praying there and he decides. Now God, listen, all right, I have to serve you. And he decides. And as he goes out, he finds, really, God leads him. He finds a woman whose children are dying. He helps them with 20,000. The woman looks at him and says, none of your children will ever lack. Do you understand what I'm saying? He hears again and goes out, sees someone does that, and the person in tears says that, listen, let me tell you. So who was it that said to me, we did something and somebody saw my wife and held, I said, tell your husband, tell him, this is what a woman that doesn't know him says. In other words, pronouncements that people are making. Now you ignore all those kind of things and you're saying, God, you know, my need, that's what Jesus was telling them. The church in 2 Corinthians, the Bible says they were in poverty, in their deep poverty. He says, out of their liberality, he says, they decided to go and help the church in Jerusalem. That Paul said, I was shocked by what you decided to do. He said to them, this is beyond what we have thought. He said, God will cause all grace to abound towards you. You understand what I'm saying? Let there be a heart of gratitude. Don't say, this is what I'm saying, that it is those things you do that touch. I mean, how did Jacob get to where he was going? It was what his father pronounced. He did something that touched his father. And the man made a pronouncement. I'm saying that there are many blessings. Look at what Job said. He said, the blessing that of one that was ready to perish came on me. In other words, somebody was about to perish. I helped that person. Their blessing, they pronounced. He said, that's how I got to where I got to. You will never be able to hear right on those kind of things if all you are talking about is between you and God is, God, look at me and, you know, my needs. So I strongly suggest to you, now I'm going somewhere in October, we'll find out this aircraft, what I'm preaching, will land. And when it lands, we are going to do a 21-day challenge. Listen, it's not fasting, no. But it can be worse than fasting on the flesh. Because I will give you the prayer sheet. For your information, that sheet will be blank. Only thing on it will be worship. For 21 days. And you have needs, and you back and say, I worship you. But he said, tell them, if they do it, it will not be increase, it will be multiplication. But I am telling you, before you clap, as you start the challenge, the next day a pressing need will come. And you're about to say, Father, the scripture is going to say, did you hear what it is? Are you following what I'm saying here? But we'll go through what praise, worship, will produce in scripture, and you see it. All right? I'll do that. So this morning before I go, we'll just do one more thing. All right? So we're going to take an old-time Pentecostal song. I say it's Back to Bethel. Where what you're going to do before you leave here is surrender all of your cares to God. And the name of the song is very simple. I surrender all. Then after that, we'll take another second Back to Bethel song that says, here am I, send me. And you drop all of your cares here. And you walk out of this place into true communion with God to hear what God has to say. Are you following what I'm saying? In the things you are doing with your hands for Him to pour out His wisdom so that you render service to God and to people around your environment in such a way that you are fruitful in every good work. Are you ready? So let's rise to our feet and just begin to worship God. And you just surrender all those burdens and tell God, I release these things to you. Jesus Christ, pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. Prove this word in their lives as they go out and release all of the cares unto you. Demonstrate the riches of your grace in your kindness towards them. Let them in the shortest possible time experience the fullness of your love concerning those things, that once and for all they might know that this is the way of life, to go in the path of service. Open up their inner ears, that as they step out of this place morning by morning, you drop your thoughts into them concerning what you want them to do. Grant them the spirit of wisdom and understanding, that in the things that they do in their hands, wherever they are, that it will be your very own mind, your intelligence, that will be expressed through the work of their hands, that they render, that whatever they are given in return for that which they have done towards humanity by that product of service cannot match the excellence that they have invested in humanity and the glory they have given to you by that form of work. Father, we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening.